Julian Assange. Today, April 11th, 2024, marks exactly 5 years he's been falsely imprisoned in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison. The following was written February 20th, night. It's early in London, and the dark clouds have been out looming for about 12 years now. Signs are everywhere, depictions of a man truly of the people. The crowds started shuffling in early at the Royal Courts of No Justice in Strand to stand in support. Strands of yellow tape tied with empathy, sympathy, solidarity, confusion, steadfastness, anger, love. To the metal dividers that form a protective barrier around the front of the courthouse, signed with a name, a message, a country. Each a testament, a gesture of, I was here, or my country is here for you too. Not even 15 feet across a one-lane street on an embankment dividing the one lane and another two-lane road is Camera Row, a brimming line of watchful eyes, large and small, on tripods, gimbals, and handheld, operated by media outlets large and small, speaking across myriad languages. A manifested, metamorphic, opposing protective wall behind the protesters, a wall in protest of the other wall, a wall which ultimately represents the walls keeping our man inside, the man of the hour, the man for whom all of us have gathered, people from all walks of life, from many different countries, all for the same crucial reason. The court hearing for Julian Assange. While you are out there somewhere, going about your day, making your schedule, going about your routines, and playing out your life, one man prepares to face the biggest battle for freedom of the press of our times. He does so after 7 years of asylum in a foreign embassy, followed now by 5 years in a maximum security prison with no convictions against him. Imprisoned not within the country that actually wants his head. The scene is a dire travesty and is in immediate need of your and everyone else's attention. The United Nations 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights states, quote, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media, regardless of frontiers. End quote. This most inalienable right supersedes even the Constitution of the United States, which itself has a congruous article and decree concerning the exact same right. And this right belongs to everyone. That right absolutely neither dissolves nor loses even the slightest degree of gravity when it becomes inconvenient to governments. It would be one thing if insightful lies were causing violence. However, when it's truth which highlights the inhumanity, unlawfulness, and bloodthirst of governments which are acting on behalf of a nation paying for that bloodthirst, the people have a right to know. Julian Assange represents the true spirit of real, raw, just journalism. He uncovered and put on display for the world egregious atrocities and perversions of domestic and international rules of engagement committed by the United States. For this reason, Julian spent 7 years in an Ecuadorian embassy, followed directly by 5 years in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison, faces extradition to the U.S. and 175 years in jail, or, quote, a natural or accidental death, unquote, in prison, before he even gets to trial. Aside from the reports mentioned above, Julian put out volumes of incredible hidden information, all pertinent to the public's purview and knowledge, while running his outlet, WikiLeaks. Citizens the world over owe a great debt of gratitude to Julian for his efforts to bring the truth to light while risking his well-being, without so much as a flinch. One of the best ways to show that gratitude is to be both informed and vocal about his story, as well as the most recent public hearing on February 20th and 21st of 2024. It very well may represent his final chance for an appeal. If the judges at that hearing ultimately decide that he has no further rights to appeal, he will almost immediately be extradited to the United States, where he faces 175 years in jail for treason. Also of supreme relevance, recently Julian Assange won the right to proceed with a legal action against the CIA and other accomplices who plotted Julian's assassination. Plotted the assassination of a journalist for journaling. So how much better is our government than that of, say, Saudi Arabia, who strangled to death Jamal Ahmad Khashoggi, who was a Saudi journalist, dissident, author, columnist for Middle East Eye and The Washington Post, and a general manager and editor-in-chief of Al Arab News Channel at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd of 2018. This murder was committed by agents of the Saudi government at the behest of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. There is no discernible difference here, just that the U.S. tries a little harder to hide their dirt, but it is certainly present in cargo ship loads. I'm going to invite a few noteworthy quotes on the subject of free press to truly impress upon you the gravity of this subject. Quote, "The government's power to censor the press was abolished so that the press would remain forever free to censure the government. The press was protected so that it could bear the secrets of government and inform the people. Only a free and unrestrained press can effectively expose deception in government." End quote. Hugo Black, Supreme Court Justice, lawyer, politician, and jurist. The second quote. Quote, "Freedom of the press, or to be more precise, the benefit of freedom of the press, belongs to everyone, to the citizen as well as the publisher. The crux is not the publisher's freedom to print. It is rather the citizen's right to know." End quote. This one comes from Arthur Hayes Sulzberger, 26-year publisher of the New York Times. And the final quote. Quote, "Freedom of the press is to the machinery of the state what the safety valve is to the steam engine." End quote. Arthur Schopenhauer, philosopher. There is, of course, plenty more where that came from. However, to keep from driving the point home again and again, a method which no doubt functions on a percentage of the public, I also must take care not to encroach on the short attention span which earmarks another sizable portion of the population, with an emphasis on the most recent few generations. Parentheses, it's not your fault. Close parentheses. I say this not with any purpose of throwing shade, but rather with the deep desire that some might take pause and reevaluate not only the information they consume, but also the ways in which they actively consume that information. The two are equally important and eternally bound to the resulting programming, parentheses RP or RP value, trademark copywritten. RP meaning how the information and your modes of consumption have wired and rewired your brain and your DNA. From the perceptions created, actions taken or not taken, feelings generated, and more. To make all of that really succinct, be mindful, be present, be observant, be inquisitive, be free of pre-existing prejudices when intaking new information, and be studied on the sources you're getting your information from. Parentheses. To that last point, the top 11,000 media outlets across all mediums, print, radio, TV, online, etc., are in fact owned by 6 individuals, or less, as the hunger for total consolidation seems yet another inevitable road, which of course will also lead to Rome. So, all of the information which the overwhelming majority of the people consume on Earth is controlled by an amount of people you can practically count on one hand. Close parentheses. Hashtag please think. All of this brings us right back around to the idea which began our little aside here. Freedom of the press. If we are predominantly being impressed upon by a press that tells us which matters are pressing and which to press the off button on, what freedom is there? If we don't press back and pressure the oppressor, no freedom of the press will be a chilling matter of fact. As I sit here in my London hotel room at 5:08 a.m., reflective of the days X, February 20 and 21, the protesting, the hollering, the marching, the support, the purpose, and the energy, writing this piece, I am reminded of the early days of the surveillance state, when the argument from those who saw no problem to just do all that their non-blood Uncle Sam tells them to do was to allow their life to be at the hands of who knows what and how many agencies under the following philosophy. If you have nothing to hide, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what's the problem? Now, there is, in fact, still a problem. It's called privacy. But for the moment, let's just hold their position up to the light. Julian Assange has exposed just a fraction of what our and many other corrupt governments are doing in the name of the people who may have voted them in. The people who pay their salaries, the people who have entrusted them to build a better world, to leave things better than they were. He has showed us the proverbial smoking gun, the tippity-tippity top of the tip of an iceberg. And where are those people now? Where are they with their song about, just put it all out there if you're not doing anything wrong? Crickets. They are weak of character, don't see and or don't want to admit the duality of those in control. I mean, power. Julian is simply saying, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you should have nothing to hide. But saying it to those who have imposed their will on the lot of us in uncountable ways. Again, who we pay to represent us, not to abuse the power for power over, the world over. With so much opportunity to truly be a light in the world, at one of its darker hours, the U.S. has disastrously fallen short of even a glint of a glimmer. So please, I urge you with all my spirit, all of me which knows to the essence of my being how important is the case of Julian Assange. For all oppressed people, those forgotten, those in peril, those in need, those preyed upon, those with no voice, and for the youth who will inherit what we intentionally leave behind by our own choices, for all of these people, past, future, and present, and for you, this case and its outcome is of dire significance to an order of the highest magnitude. Please pay attention and show the system, the ether, that our voice, your voice, is important to you. Show it that you want better and are committed to seeing it realized. Show it that we are one. When it comes down to the most fundamental of human rights, and that their media blackouts no longer hold power over us because we have a mind. We are communicating with each other in spite of their silence on the matters that matter. That we will no longer be manipulated, and that those we have allowed to set foot in office, political, military, and otherwise, unequivocally will be held to standards and to justice by the people for whose betterment they serve in that post. Written while in London. The following are updates. It is now 8:55 p.m., Monday, March 25th, and I am back home in my native New York. I just received word a couple of hours ago that tomorrow will be the day. The day the court will issue its decision. We sure have been waiting with bated breath for news we can celebrate over. I will return here to conclude my article once the verdict is in. Until then, we're all praying for Julian Assange. Next update, Tuesday, March 26th. Well, the non-response is in. They have not proceeded with extradition just yet, nor have they properly granted Julian's rights to appeal that extradition. As well, in an act of flagrant disregard for justice, the court has specifically not agreed to review the information regarding the CIA assassination plot. If they acknowledge the evidence of that plot, it would close the door on extradition. Therefore, they will not look at the plot or take it into account. The High Court has asked the U.S. courts to give assurances over the next 3 weeks. First, whether or not Julian Assange will have a fair trial, which would include First Amendment free speech protections. Also, that he will not face the death penalty. If the U.S. fails to give these assurances, Julian will be able to appeal the extradition on the grounds of breach of freedom of expression and for potentially facing the death penalty. May 20th is the next court date, which will be the reckoning of the aforementioned assurances, or lack thereof. The time is now for the Australian government to demand the return of their citizen. The time is now for President Joe Biden to drop the case against Assange. The time is now for the Council of Europe and the European Court of Human Rights to stand up and intervene in this matter and demand the release of Julian Assange. The time is now for citizens the world over to stand in conscious solidarity with Julian, as the future of true journalism is in fact on the line. The time is now for justice to actually prevail. I would like to take a moment to give thanks for the many people who are working for and supporting Julian from their hearts. Stella, his wife, his father and brothers, the rest of his legal team, the people who simply came to lend their energies and voices, the speakers. Very specifically, I would like to thank Vinny DiStefano, National Organizing Director at Assange Defense, for his efforts on the front lines, his commitment to the cause, and his extremely welcoming and helpful nature. I had the honor of personally experiencing this after having reached out in the weeks ahead of my trip, in deep conversation, as well as in an interview, which will be posted shortly after this article's release. Vinny, thank you for all you do. I deeply wish that those of you, especially the younger generations, who are just coming into knowledge and understanding about this court case, and just how crucial its outcome is to all aspects of our collective timeline, past, present, and future, I wish that this will incite and ignite a call to action within that will spill over into all of the many other vital causes that desperately need our attention and energy. And with that push, we can put an end to this seemingly endless era of greed, money, power-based manipulation and subterfuge. Always keep this in mind. Those of us who report the truth on subjects like government, political, and corporate corruption are not doing it for the payday. Actually, seldom are we paid for doing it. Conversely, we pay with our lives. The Wordsmith of Fate.org. Peace. I'm out.